Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat, July 26, 2014, 28 Tammuz, 5774, Maaseh, Numbers 33:1 through 36:13, Second Haftarah of Affliction, Jeremiah 2:4 through 28, 3:4, and 4:1 through 2. Devar Torah, Just Don't Forget About Us Women, by Lori Rice. In Numbers 36:6-7, we read, This is what the Eternal has commanded concerning the daughters of Zelophehad. They may marry anyone they wish, provided they marry into a clan of their father's tribe. No inheritance of the Israelites may pass over from one tribe to another. We first meet the daughters of Zelophehad in Parashat Pinchas, when they are granted inheritance rights from their father in the absence of any sons. As trailblazing as it was for them to argue for and succeed in receiving inheritance rights, the end of Parashat Maaseh qualifies this victory by mandating that they must marry within their tribe. This legislation serves to protect tribal lands in a society that was committed to and balanced upon the tribal system. A mandate that restricts who one can marry is problematic. Like Zelophehad's daughters, we in the Reform Movement are inheritors of a tradition that champions the prophetic vision. We challenge the status quo, speaking truth to power when necessary, and allow Torah to guide our sense of right and wrong. In the tradition of Zelophehad's daughters, the Reform Movement has repeatedly challenged the status quo, establishing new norms for the practice and expression of Judaism worldwide. While Zelophehad's daughters stand out due to their actions and the very fact they are even named in the text, we meet other equally impressive women in our Torah who pave the way and blaze trails. Just as the fourth book of the Torah concludes with women, the book of Exodus begins with strong female forces. In Parashat Shemot, we meet Shifra and Puah, the two midwives, Moses' unnamed mother and sister, later identified as Yocheved and Miriam, and Pharaoh's daughter. These women all are instrumental in saving children's lives, and thus they are key in moving our collective story forward. They, like the daughters of Zelophehad, are courageous, resourceful, and daring. As a result, they change the course of history for the ancient Israelites and for the Jewish people. With five significant women beginning the book of Exodus and five ending it in Numbers, our journey out of Egypt to this moment when the people are poised on the threshold of Canaan is masterfully bookended by strong women. In Proverbs 6:20, we read, Do not forsake your mother's Torah. We would be remiss to read our sacred text with little to no attention to the contributions and role of women throughout. Even when women are not mentioned, there is something to learn. Omission, too, speaks volumes. Women are prominently featured in the book of Numbers, from the case of the wife suspected of adultery, to the laws that determine which vows a woman must honor, to laws of inheritance when a man has no sons but only daughters. As my teacher, Rabbi Dr. Tamara Cohn Eskenazi, points out, the story of Zelophehad's daughters depicts a situation in which a Torah law emerges not from Sinai, but from the women themselves. The profound impact of women in Torah has birthed a wealth of poetry as moving as the women it seeks to honor. Take the following piece entitled Miriam by Marcia Pravda Mirkin, based on Exodus 2:4-8, where Miriam hides at a distance as Pharaoh's daughter discovers the baby Moses in a basket. We read, I hid by the river, a young lioness, crouching ready to jump, keeping myself still. And then she came, the princess, dressed in her golden clothing. That day changed my life and the life of the princess. I was no longer simply Moses' sister, and she was no longer simply Pharaoh's daughter. We were God's daughters, an army of resistors with our weapons of love and faith. Despite the impactful role of women in our sacred text and the changes they initiated, there were times in which the patriarchal nature of our tradition and the text could only bend and stretch so far. That is why we, inheritors of this tradition, standing upon the shoulders of those who came before us, must continue to argue for what is just. This means advocating for the right of every individual, irrespective of race, religion, sexual preference, or economic position, to enjoy the same privileges and joys of marriage under the law. Perhaps we who are the descendants of all the brave women of the Torah can build upon their legacy by continuing to stand up with courage and grace for the rights of all people to live freely and in God's image. Rabbi Laurie Rice is co-senior rabbi at Congregation Mika in Nashville, Tennessee, where she shares the pulpit with her husband, Rabbi Philip Flip Rice.